Jerry Bader Show, 1026. I want to point out in my previous discussion in the last segment about President Obama's comments, when I said crazy people, I was adopting the president's wording there. And really, I probably shouldn't have, but there are people with mental health issues that are killing people in growing numbers. When they can't use guns, they use knives. When they can't use guns, they try to use bombs. There's one in Minnesota that was recently prevented. I think he was going to use guns, too. Immediately, we go to the gun. The president's argument that we shouldn't go to the mental illness is laughable for the reasons I stated earlier. Guns have always been there for the mentally ill to use to kill in mass killings. Why is it happening more and more and more often? The variable, the changing element, is the people acting out, not their ability to get guns. It has always been there. The president's wording makes it clear that he's had enough, and it's, look, you don't need those damn guns. Now, he didn't say that, but saying that this shouldn't be the cost of freedom. Does even he realize what he meant by that? I assume he meant the freedom to own, to keep, and bear arms under the Second Amendment. I think his frustration is because a majority of, it's not the NRA in the way that he's describing. A majority of Americans realize the problem is not guns. Remember the incident that was purely a stabbing incident out east? That has just vanished. That one doesn't count. And then the recent so-called Hollywood incident where they just pretended that nobody, the media just pretended nobody was stabbed to death in that one. It's just amazing to me. In the next half hour, we are going to get to Eric Cantor, stunning defeat, shocking. And this has the mainstream media, wait a minute, we said the Tea Party was dead. This can't happen. I have my theories on what happened, and I will see what you think. I don't think this happened for one reason. I'll tell you that. It is 10:29, so I didn't know how to take this. So I ran into a listener last night who's referring to my picture on the website, which is from like 4 years ago, before I put on a lot of weight. You look even better now than you do on that picture. I took it as a compliment. By the way, as of today, I've lost 65 pounds on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. And no, don't get confused. I'm not on the program anymore, but even in maintenance with all the exercise I'm doing, I'm still losing weight. Well, is that healthy? Yeah, because I'm 3 pounds or so away now. But I'm also exercising, and that's a factor as well. My wife, who is on the program, we decided to pay for it after she saw what it did for me. She's lost more than 20 pounds and continues to have success. In fact, she's going down to see Dr. Litwin today, which is an important part of this because that's where the doctor-supervised element comes in. So like me, whether you're trying to lose a couple more and keep it off, or if you're actively trying to lose weight on the program, as my wife is, Dr. Litwin is there for you. And again, if you've been listening in Sheboygan, Wausau, or even here in the Green Bay area, and yeah, this time I'm going to call, well, do it. 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.